The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answers in your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously, Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the Calling Alex room. These sessions will no longer will be every week. From now on, it's going to be every month, the first Saturday of every month. Of course, as everybody knows, we have many satsangs and sessions already available in Pal Talk and our website. So those who are seeking the truth and want to know what are these teachings can listen to these lectures and or search for the question they're looking for in the website or send email to questions@maitreya.org and all will be answered. So we can see that the burden is being put on people themselves to search and find by themselves, and that is the tenet and the approach of the mission, because we're looking for the seekers. And seekers are those who go, look, search, and knock, and the door will be open for them. Indeed, mission has so many ways for those who want to search and find the truth. A large part of those has been translated to Turkish by Yukan, and that was a great service that he has done it. Anybody knows Turkish, be encouraged to go there and look at them and let us know, you know, how well they understand the language. Also, now the Turkish population have a place to read it, to understand it in that capacity. Of course, we are hoping that translate everything as much as we can to all languages, and eventually people can read it in their own language. But we encourage everybody to also know English, because the revelation has come in English, and some parts or words in one language cannot be translated to another language. Therefore, it's impossible for a teaching or a writing to be completely translated to another language that can be understood by everyone to its maximum, unless you know that language. Since God chose this time to reveal this in English, English is the official language of the mission, but as we explained, as other words and expression will come to this language, eventually English will be transformed to an international language with many, many other words in it. accomplish all the years. English indeed become more powerful after French came and affected it in England after 200 years being under the influence of French. French itself has been affected with Spanish, and Spanish with Arabic, and Arabic and Semitic languages are very powerful languages that has affected even Persian language, which that became powerful after that this influence with Arabic language. So we can see already this language has been affected with many languages, and now it's open to even accept more words like Dharma and Karma, the words that has been coming to this language for the last 25 years that has been, as I have been in this country, or a bit more than longer than. So after a while, the language will expand itself. And if everybody, of course, knows English, they can read though in English and know what is the original revelations are. So we thank God for helping this mission to expand to all corners of the world. And as usual, we call the humanity to come and look at this revelation and see how God has been sending different religions with different message. And now when you put the messages all together, you will have the eternal divine path, which is the fastest way to go to God, if we can overcome our ego by following the eternal divine path and being truthful to ourselves and everybody around us. Otherwise, of course, our ego is still in the way, and no matter how much we claim, the ego will lie and will not see itself as it really is, and therefore we cannot accomplish our goal, because the goal is to become perfect as the Father is. Some people say you never can become perfect, when clearly the scriptures and Christ himself said, be perfect as the Father. So it is possible to be perfect, and that is what the elects are aiming for. Of course, we do not expect them to be perfect at this time to coming in the mission, but of course they will meditate, they will awaken the spiritual forces, they see what they should be improved in them, they will stop the things which affect their body, their environment, their perception, and they will not accept those things, but they become a pure channel for God. The goal of all this revelation and the work of God is to create an environment that humanity can meditate, awaken the spiritual forces, and then they can see the beauty of God and the logic of God even in the smallest thing in life. I was thinking, what is the best way to cool an area in summer and make it warmer, or let the sun shine on it in the winter? I recognize that God already has done it. He has created trees, which not only it gives fruits and many other benefits, it also has leaves in the summer, and it creates shades and coolness. And in the winter, the leaves fall and the sun comes through. If you can see the logic of God in everything in the creation and see that there is an engineer, a logic, a mind behind everything created, then indeed we can see the hand of God in all things around us. We can see the hand of God in our life, in the life of the other people, why they have created, what is the purpose for them and where they are. And hopefully they themselves recognize that God has created them for a specific reason. And if humanity stop trying to analyze things according to their understanding, but seeing the logic behind every creation of God, then we all can agree that what is the purpose and reason for man, for woman, for children, for communities, and therefore we become more one instead of pulling the society and the communities and what we desire and stuff what God wants us to do. Therefore, if we meditate and recognize the will of God in every aspect of creation, then we can agree and we can become one. Therefore, meditation and awakening of spiritual forces, recognizing that God is found in the simplest thing in the universe and create happiness and beauty in ourselves by seeing that beauty in the creation, then we will not become unhappy because of our ego which is in the way, but we will become happy with simpler life, with simpler things in life, and we simplify our life to a point that not only we can live happily, but we also can help others to see the simplicity of life and become happy in that level. Because if we make our life more complicated, no matter how much we have, no matter how much we add to what we have, it never will bring the happiness of a simple realization of that logic in the universe and the appreciation and the happiness it can bring to you. That's why the eternal divine path is given to humanity to create the communities of light, to create an environment that everybody's physiological and safety needs is provided, and then of course all those in the communities of light will meditate and teach each other to create that eye of seeing God in everything. If we create that eye, then life is easy. Life is not complicated. Of course, other people might be complicated and they make their life miserable because of their desires and ego around you, but you then can help them and guide them and show them the way to simpler way think and to be. And maybe, hopefully, they also eventually become happy seeing the logic of God in their life and in the universe, and therefore you have more happy people around you. We have a question from Timothy. Salam Maitreya. Salam Timothy. Can you talk more about Om Nam Kevalam? God is everything. Sure. You want to buy something because there is an external world. You go in the corner store or somewhere and buy what you need. But God did not have that luxury. He wanted to create the creation and he didn't have any 7-Eleven or a store to go and buy what he needed. So he needed to create the creation with the material which was available to him. And the material which was available to him was the part of the universe which went away and away from the center, and of course his own body. Therefore, he used that part that have gone away to create the solid factor, the liquid factor, the luminous factor, the ethereal and aerial factor, and then of course eventually creation, and he perfected and put it to the evolutionary process to reach man. Man is the only being that can reach Godhood, or in the image of God, he created man. Because image does not mean you're completely God. Image means that you are like God. Of course, later on, he even divided man and woman from the same being, of male and female energy. Therefore, even they were less in the image of God than before. Therefore, he had to use these materials, which is his body, and it is a part of God. Therefore, God is everything. Om Nam Kevalam. Of course, some people come to our room and say, how can God be everything if it also is materials that are foul or not very conducive to human palate or taste? It's very simple. It's because those materials, the atomic construction, are such a way that they think it is not a part of God, but if you rearrange the atomic combination, you can make gold out of them. So we can see, if we understand the deeper level of creation, everything is convertible to everything else. Therefore, they had to come from the same essence that they have this convertibility. Therefore, we can see, indeed, God is everything, but we have to see that deeper level of everything which can be a part of God. Therefore, when we look at another human, if their body is not the purest form of God, their essence, that thing you call Timothy, or the essence that is the purest form or a spark of life and creation, is same as God in the purest form. Therefore, God is everything, but not everything is in pure consciousness. If we recognize that, we see those things which are not in pure consciousness have to progress to go back to pure consciousness or God. But when you reach pure consciousness, you have come from the body of God, which is everything. So the discrimination mind has to be there to recognize that everything is in pure consciousness. Therefore, there are solid factors, there are liquid factors, there are luminous factors, there are aerial factors, there are ethereal factors, there are humans. There are humans that their consciousness are very low, even lower than animals, and there are humans that they are high as close to be a part of God. Therefore, if you recognize that, not only we see God is everything, but also we create the discrimination to recognize that not everything is that pure. Therefore, when we recognize indeed God is everything, then we cannot kill another person in another nation or another part of the world and say it's okay to do that, because when we kill such a person, we kill God. And therefore, humanity have to recognize they are all brothers and sisters, and therefore they have to come together and create the environment that godliness is recognized by everyone. So our teaching have a great implication of creating peace on earth, because we cannot demonize other humans, so it's okay to kill them. Or even hurting a child or an animal or anything that is around us will be considered as hurting God. And you don't want to hurt someone you love. You try to create an environment that all humans and beings are indeed considered, loved, take care of, and no hate or playing games or creating an environment that will hurt each other will be created. That is when the instrument of war will be put away, and that has been promised there will be time that the sheep and the lion will lie together and will not attack one another or kill, and there will not be any instrument of war left on earth. As far as we do not recognize this and realize God is everything, human will go on, and their ego gets in the way, and a small little differences become huge, and ego loves to make a mountain of a mole, and therefore it becomes very important to them what they feel it is an injustice or difference than what they know. But when they realize God is everything, they become tolerant, they will become more understanding, and they come together on the table and solve their problems easily because their ego is been humbled, because they recognize God is everything. So the very understanding of God is everything have a great implication for human peace and unity. I hope that answers your questions. If you have a follow-up, of course, go ahead and let me know. This room, of course, is also for those who have questions and they like to present it here. Of course, many, many questions have been answered already in our website, and you can find them there. And as I said, you can see them easily. In essence, this revelation is the revelation that has been prophesied to come at the end time, and the book sealed with the seven seals will be opened, and the mystery of God will be finished. Our religion have to recognize that their religion is a part of a greater truth, that God even hid it from the great prophets until the end time. And this is indeed the end time. We can see humanity for the first time can destroy itself 50 times over, and this destructive force now filtering in many other religions. If we do not check our egos and we do not recognize indeed God is everything and come together in peace and unity and recognizing that there is enough for everybody's need but not for everybody's greed, we will destroy ourselves. But of course God said that will not happen. This revelation will come. The elect will step forward. They will create the communists of light. And eventually we will wait until humanity reaches a point that they recognize that indeed, if they don't stop, they will be destroyed and they will destroy themselves. That is when we have a viable solution to present to them and tell them, this is what God wants, what you have created is what you want. What human wants and what God wants is not the same thing. If we can make human to want what God wants, then indeed our will and God's will are one, and we will bring the peace. And the way of peace is the eternal divine path, is to recognizing that all religions of the world are viable, have come from the same source, same God sent all of them, and each have a part of the truth, and none of them have the whole truth until though the holiest of the holies. The holiest of the holies indeed is also in you, and if you recognize that holiest of the holies, and though they become one, then you realize indeed become one humanity. We have a question from Dan. Salam Maitreya. Salam Dan. How does the aspect of God separate the male and female propensities translated into soulmate and twin flame? As you know, God created man in his image. In the first chapter only in the Bible, in Genesis, then he decided man is alone, all one. As it's been explained, though man went through many evolutionary steps from the creation, of course the idea was to help the lost souls, those who have separated themselves from God, by creating the separative ego as I know, I do, and I have done, came to the point that they separated from the essence, and God started trying to help them. And the darkness was upon the deep, and he sent his spirit into that darkness, which went through the eternal divine path and recognized the darkness, and he became the light, or Christ. That spirit kept coming back to humanity again and again, and bringing the revelation of God to man. Then it was recognized it's very hard to help that unit consciousness in that state of spirit. Therefore, God decided to create the creation to facilitate this process. That is when he created creation and eventually man. And man was in his image. He was male and female. And later on, it was recognized even that is hard to help because it was perfect. It was alone, is all one. Therefore, God decided to even separate that to two separated beings as male and female. Still, even in this time, there are animals that they are male and female in same body, and these regenerate by themselves. They don't need a partner. But human is one of the beings that they are separate to male and female, and they are attracted to each other because they were once with one another. And God, of course, separated man to Adam and Eve. That also is the meaning of the higher nature of man and the lower nature of man, which made man to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is what God said, thou shalt not do. We can see in these days, everybody says, I know better than God and everybody else. And there are so many, I know better than God knows going on. So we can see it is not inconceivable that the first human also said, I know better than God, what's good for me. Of course, they were closer to God in a spirit, so they had direct relationship with him. But after they failed, God separated them from himself, and they were thrown out of the grace, or the Garden of Eden. Now, we can see that Eve was the part of Adam, or soulmate, and they couldn't stay together and continue the will of God. God created another woman for him later on, in the chapter 5 of the Genesis, that apparently they were very similar, and they had Seth after that most of the generation came from. Sound like all the great prophets, like Krishna and Shiva and Prophet Muhammad, even Christ, they always had two females around them, like Krishna had Shakti and Durga. Christ had Mary and Martha. Prophet Muhammad has Khadija and Aisha. So there is one is his soulmate, and the other one was his twin flame. So the soulmate are the other part, and twin flame is very similar to each other. After I wrote that, I'm not sure if that is true for everybody, but it seemed like it's true for the Krishna and Shiva and other prophets of God. But if it's true for everybody, then there is a twin flame, which they are very similar. They can manifest things together. And the soulmate, which they might not be as compatible for getting things done because there is such a dichotomy going between them. It's not really that big a deal to dwell on that too much. It's just something that came to me and I put it down. But the most important is any male and female who are concentrated on God and bring the Spirit of God to themselves and put their life based on God's will and revelations and follow eternal divine path can get along fine and become a couple. So that writing is just something that has been just came up and I put it down, but the most important thing we recognize that it doesn't have to be a limiting factor for humanity to come together and marry and put their life on God indeed they might become twin flame or the soulmates, even if they're not originally. The most important thing, if people get rid of ego, they indeed are each other's soulmates and twin flames, and they can come together and manifest God. I hope that answers your question. If not, let me know. Telekinetic spirit is asking, are we allowed to ask questions concerning God, please? That's what we are here for. That whole thing is to ask questions about God. Therefore, we know God in a deeper level. Of course, you are allowed, but we are not here really to argue, but with very intelligent and respect, ask questions and discuss things together and come to recognize and realize God in a greater degree. Okay, he's asking, Maitreji, why do we exist? What is the interest of God for having creating us? Well, if you had read our teaching, though, in the very beginning, it answers your question. In the beginning, all things have been in equilibrium, in a state of beingness, and they all were one and in bliss and oneness. Because of some reason, which we believe it is desire, because desire is energy and movement, and when that energy and movement was stimulated, a part of the universe separated itself from the rest by what scientists call Big Bang. When that desire arose in the universe, the equilibrium was disturbed, and the sattva guna, or the sentient force, got hold of the consciousness, and for the first time, the feeling of I know was created. In God and in the essence, there is no I. There is knowingness. There is not a thing as I know. There is a feeling of to know, or knowingness exists in the essence. The second energy, or Rajaguna, got the hold of the consciousness, and the feeling of I do came to existence. In pure consciousness, doerness has no I. It just does the thing should be done. The Tamaguna, or crew-defying force, got the hold of the consciousness and create the ether, which is the place for memory. Therefore, the feeling of I have done, created. So I know, I do, I remember, I have done, was created in the universe, and that part of the universe separated itself from the essence, and that is why the beginning of the Bible in the Genesis says there was darkness on the deep. It created a separation between the essence and the darkness, and therefore the body of God no longer was united and unified, but it was difference between the part that went away and the essence which still was one. Therefore God said, well, I have to heal myself. I have to bring this darkness back to light. But what and how I can do that? So he went to that darkness to know what it is. That's when he said, the Spirit of God moved over the water, or consciousness, and went to that darkness. Of course, because it was the Spirit of God, it learned its lesson pretty fast. He recognized that darkness have to know itself and recognize that they are a part of the essence and go beyond their I know, I do, I have done, back to knowingness, doership, and no memory, no ether, no creation. So it start helping the ones by itself. It create a community. He sacrificed for it. He surrendered and submitted himself to God, and eventually recognized he has to help the whole darkness, not just a part of it. Became a universalist. So he became an elect. He became a part of God's soldier that helping the darkness to go back to God. And eventually he reached back to God and became pure consciousness, and that's where the Bible says, and there was light. So eternal divine path was created, recognized, and everybody in that darkness have to follow it. So the existence has always been there. Essence always been in existence. But creation came about because a part of that existence or beingness separated itself from that essence. And God tried to help those in that darkness, in that level, but because it was so hard to turn them around, he decided to create a creation. And that's when the creation came out. I think that's what you refer to existence. What is this universe is for? What's the goal of the life? The goal of the life is expressed in our universal mantra, Hari Om Shri Hang. The goal of the life is to become divine. Om Nam Kevalam, that divinity or God is everything. Therefore, we have been created and have come to this existence to return back to God, to become divine. And the whole existence and the creation has been created to accelerate this process. Of course, if you read though, you can see that man went through many steps of evolution until this man that we are now is being created, that his third eye has been closed, he's separated from his other part, he no longer is in the material level but has a body, and therefore he is a helpless and sometimes hopeless being that has come to existence. But God, in his infinite compassion, sent the prophets to them and brought the message to this helpless humanity and guided them for the last 12,000 years. And he promised at the end time, which is at the end of these 12,000 years, he will send a revelation that will clear all the mystery, and now he has done it. This revelation indeed is the revelation that finishes all mysteries and bring the unity of our religions together and show men how they can create an environment that they can meditate, awaken the spiritual forces, create a community that everybody else can also meditate, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to God and his will for them, create the feeling that they are a child of God or the universe, and their father and mother is God, and therefore become universalists and shatter all narrowness of the mind. And such a people we call elects. So elects are here to do the will of God and accelerate the purpose and reason for this creation, which is to become divine. So that is why this creation has been created. There is a reason, there is a purpose for this creation. There is a logic behind every aspect of this creation, and meditation and awakening of the spiritual forces is to see that logic, that essence, the reason for all things. That is what Hindus called Dharma, the innate nature of all things. When we create more and more people to see that innate nature in creation, they no longer will have individual opinions, but act according to the innate nature of things. And because the innate nature of things is one, all will agree with one another why that thing has been created for and follow it. Not that I know better than God, but let's see what God wanted this to be created for. The more human we can create to see this clearly, the greater unity we will bring among ourselves, but as far as we have our own desires and wants, and we fight for those desires to be fulfilled, and start saying why we are here, we will scratch each other's face, we will have wars, destruction, and go away from the purpose of creation more and more. So we can see God indeed in His infinite wisdom and compassion has sent this message in this time that humanity is in the brink of destroying itself and showing the way out. And the way out is the eternal divine path. The way out is recognizing that all of us are the children of one God. Nobody is higher or lower. We have come together and create the peaceful earth that accelerates the will of God to the highest. So we can see this revelation indeed, explaining why we are here, why God created us to be in this body, and therefore we can come together and serve and be one with each other and not let our little egos get in the way and little thing in life or the community distract us from the great purpose, but come together and become one because we have a greater purpose to be one together for. But of course the ego of human is amazingly huge and in the way. That's why we're calling elects. Elects are those who strive to become perfect, to follow eternal divine path. They absorb their ego every moment and second in life, and they bring the greater purpose in light instead of being bogged down in a smaller little things and therefore being dragged down in the level that ego wants you to drag down to. They will fight with that ego with all their might, and they become great beings that work for the purpose of the creation, and they indeed become the soldier of God. So we can see the existence, the whole creation, the history, the revelations of God. All is been explained to this point, and this point in forward is the time for manifestation of God's will again on earth by elects. Elects indeed are those can follow eternal divine path. And of course God has promised in 1,000 years many will reach pure consciousness or light, and they also become the sons of God. If you read the chapter 23 of Revelation, that promise is given to those who will overcome. All shows, all the revelations and all the prophets have come and have taught this to humanity, and we can see now it is crystal, clearly explained to humanity, and now humanity have to recognize this. She's asking, I have heard that there will be peace for 1,000 years as we enter in the new age. Why only for 1,000 years? What will happen after? Will humanity get back to suffering again? Well, that has been my policy or my calling, not to predict the future. Future is for God, but from what has been revealed to me and the scriptures, and the way we understand it is that elects are not in pure consciousness. They have been in process of being created for last 12,000 years. They have been meditating, awakening the spiritual forces. They have recognized that the coming of light is necessary. They have sacrificed and surrendered to God, and they have shattered all narrowness of the mind and become universalists, therefore they are elects. They have been here before the 12,000 years. They were with Noah and know the teaching of the Far East and mystical path. They were with the old prophets of the Old Testament, Therefore, they know the creation of communities and how God tried to choose a people as Hebrews to follow him. They were with Christ. Therefore, they learn to sacrifice. They were with Prophet Muhammad. They know the will of God is to surrender and submit to his will. They were with Bab and Baha'u'llah, and probably were murdered and martyred in that time. And now they are on earth as well and know the sixth seal too, that we have to become paravipras or elects. So they will come together behind this revelation, and eventually they will bring the kingdom of God on earth, and for 1,000 years they will bring the truth to humanity. But as Bible in Revelation clearly shows, after 1,000 years, this teaching also will be diluted, and man will fall again, and we again shall come back with all the elects together, and for the last time they will help to restore the kingdom, but at this time they also overcome and reach pure consciousness. They become the sons and children of God. What happened after that? Bible clearly shows where these people go. They go to heaven, and they go to pure consciousness, and they become one with God. Will the creation end at that time, or the golden age will down on humanity? That is what is left to know when the 1,000 years come. If still there are beings that they have not reached pure consciousness, but have potential to reach pure consciousness, God might continue the creation, and humanity might go through the same ages that has been predicted, the golden age, the silver age, the brass age, and the iron age, or the Kali Yoga. That we will know in 1,000 years. But the process of coming of the golden age and creation of the kingdom is been put down, and as God promised, the seventh seal will be open at the end time, and the mystery of God will be finished. It is done. This is it. This is the revelation of the seven seals and the opening of the book sealed with the seven seals. Therefore, we are in the beginning of the end of the old age. Those who want to know what is going to happen from now on, they should read though. They should read this revelation. Then, of course, they have to come together, create the communities of light. Communities of light is the community that people respect one another, get along fine. They do not play games. They do not create an environment that is not kosher or is not light, but based on ego and darkness. And when these communities are created, of course, humanity eventually will see the way is the communities of light and eternal divine path, and we will bring the kingdom of God on earth and recognize and realize we are the children of the same God. This will happen because God said many things will happen, and they have. So no matter how many obstacles comes in front of this teaching and this movement or revelation, no matter how few people might we think are in the mission right now, we are way, way ahead of humanity. Humanity is still separating themselves with nationalities, gender, opinions, understanding, religiosity, narrowness of the mind, and therefore this is too much for a lot of people. They can't even fathom it, handle it. But they will. God will humble them. God will put them through such a tribulation that they will recognize that there has to be a better way. And this is the better way. So that is the reason that word of a thousand years have been used all through religions and scriptures, that after the opening of the seven seals is the beginning of coming of the kingdom, and the seven seals, of course, has been opened. Since the seven seal has been opened, the only religion, the only revelation, the only truth on earth which everybody should come to is this revelation. The religions and revelation before it all are abolished and finished and done with. All have to recognize their religion is a part of a greater truth, and if they hang out to their understanding of their religion, we let them fight with each other, kill one another, and try to convert each other, but at the end they will recognize none of them will succeed, because the will of God is unification now. That unification is the eternal divine path, and it has been clearly explained many times, and this is the time for you all go and read and listen and study and come to the same conclusions as I have. This is the only way. No other religion or the way can explain the whole truth. Did not have the ability to type, to put them in a computer, make it available in the internet, that all can see it and can hear it. This all is fulfilled. Therefore, any other way, any other philosophy, any other persuasion but this one is not the whole truth. Of course, we also looking for the people with great abilities that they can become larger than life, because life will pull you down. If you listen to the life, then you will be drawn into the mundanity. You will not manifest much. I like one realization in Freemasons, that each person is like a canvas. Some canvases are small, some bigger, some large, some huge. Therefore, expand your canvas by understanding the eternal divine path. I guess we have the expression, one person can draw a circle around the other circle. That means his canvas or ability or being greater than life is greater. So that is why everybody should stop complaining about their life, but become larger than life. Therefore, the canvas can circle around all those have a smaller canvas and can manifest greater degree of manifestation of God and His teaching and His revelation. So we can see this revelation indeed is the call to humanity and the last revelation for next thousand years. There is no religion or revelation can claim all that is claiming this mission, and backed with everything God sent will be backed. And therefore, there is no doubt this is the revelation of God, and this is the call for all to come and see. Therefore, hear the God and His call. Become larger than life. Stop complaining and stop being dragged with the little things in life, but reach for the stars and pure consciousness. Read though. Go to our website, listen to the previous satsangs and conversations and calling for elects, and become a great instrument for God. As we announced in the beginning, we will have these sessions once a month again. The first Saturday of every month we will be here. Meanwhile, we encourage everyone to go to the website, study our teaching, and understand the depth and beauty and amazing God that has sent all the revelation on earth and now is calling humanity to peace, unity, and brotherhood. Salam, everybody.